and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friends, and welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast. Today, I am excited to dive into a little bit of an unpopular opinion with you. This is a bit of a polarizing topic, but for good reason, about why I ultimately believe that that laptop lifestyle equating to freedom is super not true. So before you totally just like close out of your podcast app and you're like, Bonnie, that's ridiculous. What are you thinking? Let me explain. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know those ads that you've seen on Facebook, on Instagram, where people are telling you, hey, sign up for my webinar and I will teach you how you can make seven figures working from the pool at, this most incredible venue in Vegas or something like that. And they're, posing, looking real cute and super photogenic next to a pool or on the beach or somewhere, like just tapping away on their laptops looking so blissful. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Like we've all seen those images just truly like splattered across social media, and people are always telling us the same thing. If you buy into whatever I'm offering you, I can teach you how to make money from anywhere on your laptop. But honestly, I have a bit of an issue with that, not only because I believe in my experience through the hundreds of creatives I've worked with through my group coaching program, through one-on-one mentoring, through my course for designers, through the Illume Retreat, so few of them are able to achieve that kind of freedom, that kind of effortless flow on their own. And the reason why that is because the people who are pushing those ads that the laptop lifestyle equals freedom at the pool and, endless vacations, what they're not telling you is that that lifestyle actually does not equate to freedom. Because what they are trying to get you to buy into is a method that teaches you how to spend actually more time on your laptop implementing all the marketing strategies that you see from these quote unquote successful gurus. And I really don't believe that that will make your business grow or get you the results that you want. Now, I know I am just totally spouting some very unpopular thoughts right now, but I do have a method to the madness. I believe that spending more time working on your laptop, truly trying to chase after that laptop lifestyle where you can work from anywhere and hit your goals, is not going to propel you forward because you are unintentionally working without a plan. And that is working without purpose. I believe that you cannot build the creative business of your dreams by just aimlessly working. You cannot become a profitable designer or strategist. You cannot become a six and seven figure coach. You cannot become a wedding photographer whose season is booked year after year by aimlessly working. I really believe that instead you have to pursue a way of working, a way of propelling your business forward that allows you to chase after your definition of success. I ultimately, through the educational content that I provide and through this podcast, through everything that I share on the blog, through my free class for designers and strategists on how to triple your income without adding more to your plate, all of that stuff, friend, I don't just do that for the sake of putting more content out there, adding more noise to what I believe is already a noisy space. I do that because I want to change this method, this system, this approach that our industry has to implementing all the things that all the experts teach you to do, but not actually seeing the results you want to see. A few weeks ago over on the blog, I actually wrote an entire post about why I think it's time that we stopped listening to experts. And I know that that sounds crazy, but the reason why I say that is because if you think about it, all these experts on Pinterest, on Instagram, even on their own podcast, they're telling you all these things that you quote unquote should do or you need to do in order to hit a certain goal or experience a certain outcome. But if you think about it, these experts are only sharing what has worked for them. They don't know you. They don't know me. They don't know our hearts, our goals, the way that our businesses are set up. They don't know our differentiators. They don't know the unique value that we bring to the table through the work that we do. They are, you know, through no fault of their own, they're sharing what has worked for them, but are you chasing after the same kind of definition of success that they are? Or are you finding yourself just drawn in, kind of attracted to things that seem shiny online or sound appealing or maybe sort of seem like they could get you to your big term, those long-term goals? But realistically, if you peel back the curtain and you look at these methods that these experts are teaching you and telling you that you need to be doing, that is unintentionally pulling your energy in a million different directions that are never going to get you where you really want to go. So think of it in this way. I'm going to share an example from one of my students inside the Brand Strategy School, which is my 5-week course for designers and branding professionals that takes them from crickets to 10K in 30 days. So one of my incredible students inside this program, she has asked me a few times whether or not she needs to be blogging in order to be a successful designer with a waiting list of clients. And in my experience, no, you do not. She does not need to be blogging. That does not need to be where she's spending her time and energy. But here's the thing. So many quote unquote experts through Pinterest, through social media, through all the YouTube videos and all the places everywhere online have told her that in order to be a successful business owner, she needs to have a very robust and consistent blogging schedule. She needs to constantly be pushing new content to her own website, then cross-promoting that to Pinterest, then cross-promoting that on Facebook and Instagram, you know, all the things like that. But here's the thing. If you are not getting any kind of joy out of that work, if that is work that is unintentionally adding so much more to your plate and it is draining you of the valuable time and energy that you would have to do other more profitable tasks inside your business, then I believe you should give yourself full permission to nix that task from your workflow. So for my student inside the Brand Strategy School, she asked me, Bonnie, everyone's telling me that I need to blog. Do I need to blog? I hate blogging. It takes me so long to blog, and I really don't feel like my clients are finding me through the blog content that I'm pushing out into the internet. And I told her, you know what? No, I do not think that you need to be blogging in order to be a successful designer. I believe that you need to be pouring your time and energy into the lead generation strategies where your people are actually finding you that are going to really help you become profitable in the way that you want to become profitable. So for example, if you look at where your people are finding you and they're finding you through word of mouth referrals, honestly, spending 2 hours a week writing blog content, is that really going to help you drive inquiries in a way that is already working for you? No, it's actually going to take 2 hours that you could be spending each week pouring into your current clients, pouring into relationships with people in your industry, and creating more of those organic word of mouth referrals. So this is what I mean, friend. Listening to experts who know nothing about you, your business, or your unique value is not going to help you chase after your definition of success. And I ultimately want to change the approach that we have within the creative industry where we are really buying into what experts are telling us to do, and we aren't being thoughtful. We aren't being truly discerning with what content, what strategies are ultimately going to propel us forward. So with that in mind, I really focus on providing all of my students, all of the members inside my course for designers or my group coaching program or the Loom Retreat with a blueprint that allows them to run a business where they can prioritize their family, their mental health, and their passion, where they do not feel like in order to experience a profitable business, they have to sacrifice everything to the entrepreneurial hustle. And at the end of that mad sprint to hit those goals, they're just left kind of this drained, burnt out shell of a creative, right? That sounds miserable. Like if that is the trade-off that you're making in order to achieve your goals and chase after success, how can you even enjoy it, right? I think that in my mind does not make sense. So friend, I want to encourage you, the next time you see someone showing up in your Instagram feed, working effortlessly from the pool on their laptop, I want you to take that with a grain of salt. I want you to remember that if they are telling you that they can show you how you can also live that laptop lifestyle and be making all the money all the time by simply, you know, doing whatever method they're doing, just be thoughtful when you're consuming that. I don't want to see you buy into another program or another course or another download that's teaching you something that ultimately is just adding one more thing to your already overflowing plate. Now, I do want to say, I do not think that people who are teaching those methods are wrong. I believe that they are coming from a good place. I believe that they are trying to bring successful strategies that they have used, that they have had that anecdotal experience with, into the industry so that more people can learn from that, more people can grow from that. I believe that they're coming to the table with good intentions, but I also believe that that does not have to be, and it might not be, honestly, the best approach for you. In my experience, I've seen so many of my students falsely buy into this idea that you can just work from anywhere on your laptop and make millions of dollars, and it's no big deal, only to kind of get into some of these strategies and find that it's actually adding more to your plate. It's actually calling you away from your zone of genius as a creative. It's actually throwing more distractions into your workday so that you are losing sight of the work that you really love doing, of the people that you really love serving as your clients or customers, and those big, beautiful, big picture dreams that you are chasing after in the first place. So I think that it's just an important conversation for us to have, just a quick little, I know, super unpopular conversation, but one that I think needs to be broached, one that needs to come to light so that we aren't consistently spending our hard-earned dollars and our very precious time just implementing things that experts on the internet are telling us to do. I think that that's all well and good, but it's just important to be mindful of what you're consuming, of what you're literally buying into, and how that's factoring into your definition of success. At this point, I think you know that I'm really passionate about encouraging you, equipping you to chase after what success looks like and feels like for you. And so the next time that you see an ad from someone or a sales-based social media post from someone who you follow trying to point you towards an offering that they have that they believe will help you hit that laptop lifestyle or that 4-hour work week kind of mentality, I want you to take a look at it. And I want you to be honest with yourself about whether or not that outcome would give you the leg up that you're looking for towards hitting your true definition of success. Or is that offer just ultimately going to add one more thing to your plate that would be maybe nice, but not essential? Is it maybe going to add one more thing to your plate that could take you a little bit towards your big picture definition of success, but ultimately will be costing you so much more in the long run? Because keep in mind, friend, if you are buying into courses or programs or group coaching intensives or conferences or any of those things, if you're buying into any of that, but it's not something that you've realistically examined and defined for yourself whether or not that is a good fit for you, then I think it's time to pump the brakes a little bit. With every single person who joins the Brand Strategy School, which is my 5-week program for designers and branding pros, I actually chat with the bulk of them before they ever even sign up. And that's because I want to make sure that this is a good fit for them. I want to make sure that as a designer, as a web designer, as a branding strategist, as a copywriter, as a brand photographer, if you are someone who utilizes brand strategy as a part of your client work, I want you to feel confident that the Brand Strategy School is a good fit for you, that it will actually propel you towards your definition of success. I do the same thing when I'm taking applications for my 6-month group coaching program, the Heartfelt Brand Society. That's an application-based program simply because I only ever want to drive interest in a way where it will be serving someone well. And if I can't stand behind confidently the truth that my work will help someone chase after their definition of success, then I don't want them to be investing. I don't want to take their money. I don't want them to spend the time signing up, even though I would benefit from it. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I would not feel comfortable with that. I would not, from an integrity standpoint, be excited about doing business in that way, because, you know, I really believe that where you spend your time and your energy and your resources as a creative should only ever bring good things into your life and business. I believe that your business should be propelling you towards your definition of success, and that your business should just be one facet of the beautiful, multifaceted life that you live. I do not want to see you living a life that is 100% devoted to your business, although I understand our businesses can be our brainchilds. So they can feel kind of like a second baby, but realistically, there's so much more to your life than just your business. So the next time that someone tries to sell you on that laptop lifestyle and how it is hands down the only way to success, I want you to think, good for you, but not for me. And I want you to think instead about what success does look like to you. And then from there, what steps you could take, what resources you could find, what mentors you could invest in that could propel you in that direction faster than you could get on your own. Friend, at this point, I hope that you know I am always cheering you on from Waco. I so appreciate you supporting me through the Brand Strategy Podcast by tuning in, subscribing, sharing with your friends, and leaving us your wonderful 5-star reviews. It means so much to me. And if you've been tuning in today and you want more info about the Brand Strategy School, my 5-week course for designers and branding pros that takes you from crickets to 10K in as little as 30 days, then I encourage you to head to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on the show notes for today's episode, and you can actually sign up for my totally free Netflix-style masterclass all about how to triple your income as a branding pro without adding more to your plate. It's an exclusive look at the signature method that I teach inside the Brand Strategy School that shows you how you can profitably scale your business without taking on more clients and without adding more to your schedule. Because as you know, I'm a big believer that this business that you're building, this business that you are growing so intentionally, should only bring good things into your life. And I believe that that can happen without dedicating all of your time every single day, every single week to the entrepreneurial hustle. So friend, thanks again for hanging out with me today. Thanks for tuning in. And I want to hear from you. If you have ever come across that laptop lifestyle equals success kind of content, and you have found that it has been either something that you resonated with very deeply, or maybe like me, you think, I don't know about this. Just shoot me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Bonnie Joy Marie, And I would love to just kind of continue this conversation with you and hear a little bit more about what your thoughts are, because you know that I've got all the ideas, I've got all the opinions, but I want to hear from you. So friend, I look forward to hearing from you. Be sure to pop into my DMs and let's continue this conversation. And until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.